From the Findlay Toyota Studios, it's Cofield and Company.
My God! Okay, it's happening! Everybody stay calm!
What's the procedure,
everybody,
everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
Wait.
Everybody calm down! No!
Steve Cofield.
Boots with the fur.
Hey, man, you corny!
Adam Candy.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
Chrissy Paradis.
Any artist out there want to be an artist and want to stay a star, don't want to have to worry about the executive producer trying to be all in the video, all on the record, dancing, coming down front.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
Okay, that's it. This right here is the get hit line. Cross it at your own risk.
All right, here we go. 5 o'clock hour. Adam Candy is in. It's Cofield. Chrissy. Much to revisit, much to unveil. Magic Johnson, we'll get back to that story in just a little bit. And, of course, we're getting you ready for Vegas Golden Knights and the San Jose Sharks. The game is over, including pregame, on our sister station, 98.9, Fox 1340. And Chrissy's on the road tonight. She'll be hosting a viewing party, Green Valley Ranch. Pizza Rock is the place. Big Five time.
Battle Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
Oh, we've got new buildings everywhere in town. The Raider Stadium is growing from the desert every day. T-Mobile is still a brand new shiny arena. And now we've got a brand spanking new ballpark. DTS, downtown Summerlin. It's pretty nice. Last night, Aviators win. First game at home, 10-2. If you bet, you can bet minor league baseball. Boy, we told you before the game, wind was blowing. It was not blowing at 3:30 when we told you like it was later on. Oh, my God. Game wound up 10-2. Goes over the 11.5. Sure, we're going to throw in betting. Why not, right? Why not? But my impression of the park, very nice. A lot of cool options around the park. I didn't get to see all of it. Plenty of places to buy food and beer. And I think I said it yesterday on the air, one of the best sound systems you're ever going to hear. It's amazing. So A+ on the new park.
What'd you think of Spruce the Goose?
I like Spruce. I didn't love the other guy.
The aviator guy.
I didn't love it.
Terrifying. That's like RoboCop flew in with a jetpack. That thing is scary, man.
I saw Bischoff put out a grid of Las Vegas mascots, and they can be scary. I love mascots. Spruce, I think, has massive potential. People were accusing the Aviators of stealing the Howard the Duck concept, but it's a goose. But then, like, I go back, it doesn't really look like a goose. It does look more like a duck. And I don't know any goose or geese that have slick back. Well, it wasn't really, it's like a kind of a pompadour blonde do. But I think it has potential. If that goose uses the best mascot in the history of all of sports, the San Diego Chicken, as the blueprint, then I'm in.
Are you under the impression that Howard the Duck needs to be stolen at this point?
A lot of people said it.
Stolen? Are you kidding me? Howard the Duck is open source, man. Like, you can go out there and have all the Howard the Duck you want. For anybody who can actually still remember the movie, Howard the Duck, whoever is running the royalties on Howard the Duck, would be thrilled if you were giving that kind of publicity to Howard the damn Duck at this point. If he wants to rip off the chicken a little bit, yeah. Sounds good to me. And you know what? Howard Hughes ponied up to own this team. They ponied up for the stadium. You want to name it after Spruce Goose? Go for it. Cool. It looked fine to me. It's a goose, right? It made more sense to me than Chance did.
All the power brokers from around Las Vegas were there. All the famous people who live in Summerlin appeared to be there, including O.J. Simpson. Chrissy's so heartbroken.
I am devastated.
I am devastated. Why are you devastated? You wanted to hang out with O.J. Simpson at the Aviators game.
I want a picture with O.J. Simpson. I've ever wanted since I was like a kid. I followed the trial, except my mom wouldn't let me watch some things because I was like seven.
But now you want a picture with him.
But I really, I aside from this, his career in broadcasting.
Aside from this.
That
little footnote.
This.
Put that to the side. Let's just talk about his career. Don't worry about the side note.
And we're talking about just as a rental car spokesperson, right?
He got along with everybody, like interns.
Maybe not everybody.
Yeah. Not his wives.
And I don't know. I've been really excited to, you know, accidentally run into him here in Vegas. And then a friend of the show sent the image last night and said, "Where you at?"
You got to hang out more in DTS. He's over there all the time.
Grape Street. The man basically has his own booth at Grape Street, like anytime you want.
Are you messing with me?
No, I'm not. I have friends who ran into him at Grape Street. No questions.
What about like Goose or Juice the Goose or something? They can make it like a thing to him.
I think Juice the Goose is actually something that might be offered down, like Little Darlings. I'm not sure that's something that's going to be offered down at the new stadium. Las Vegas Ballpark is not going to host Juice the Goose.
I was thinking like those mascots that Adam likes, like Detlef Shrimp. You know, what are those called again?
Like Detlef
Adam
Shrimp.
The Superstars.
Superstars, yeah.
Yes. Clammy Sosa.
Even though you've made it.
Justin Timbersnake.
Oh, my God.
OJ Simpson.
Is there one?
No, I'm just saying at this point he's a mascot.
I think I'd be afraid to be the guy who came up with the OJ Simpson mascot. For the Superstars.
You might love it.
I don't think so.
Number 4.
Nick Bosa could be the number 1 pick in the draft. Well, on one hand, I guess this is smart, but the other side of me says I don't like it. He cleaned out his Twitter account. Remember how the last about 4 years it's been this big thing? As soon as you get some college football player, college basketball player, young baseball player, as soon as they get in that spotlight. Not that Nick Bosa wasn't big before this, but they hit the spotlight, and you have people go through all their tweets, and they're like, let me see what I can find. So Bosa admits that he has deleted a ton from his Twitter account. Stuff like liking controversial tweets from UNLV's Tommy Lahren. At one point, Nick Bosa called my guy, Trump, a goat. Also heavily backed, according to TMZ, the president's criticism of players who kneel for the national anthem. He tweeted his disdain for Black Panther. He doesn't like Beyonce music. He also trolled Colin Kaepernick, calling him a clown in a tweet. All those tweets are now deleted. Why? If that's what you believe. And part of his concern is that much of it would loop in San Francisco? Bro, be who you are.
You think the Niners are passing on you for that? No, come on.
Well, I think there's a big difference between stating your opinion. If you like Tommy Lahren or President Trump, or you don't agree with Kaepernick, or you didn't like the movie Black Panther, or you don't like Beyonce's music, that's an opinion. Now, if someone is going to get so outraged by you expressing your opinion, then that's on them. There's nothing racist. There's nothing sexist. He did not have to sweep this stuff off his Twitter account.
No matter what it is.
And by the way, I don't agree with most of... Except my guy, Trump. I don't agree with most of what he doesn't like. But who cares? We're not allowed to have opinions now on social media? Weak.
I don't even think that's what it's coming down to in the end, though. Like, we've seen this happen over and over again, and 99% of the time, the guy we're going after is someone who tweeted something when he was 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. Even if this guy is 19, 20 years old, come on. Enough with it already. Quit playing gotcha. Honestly, I don't care if it's a Republican, a Democrat, a conservative, a liberal thing. I don't care. Stop with it. This is a bad use of your time, trolls of the world.
By the way, Chrissy, delete out the part where I said weak on the podcast. Do remember, and I always like to remind people, Nick and Joey Bosa are direct descendants of one of the heaviest of heavies from the Chicago syndicate around Capone, Tony Accardo. So, not weak. Just, I think you made a mistake, sir.
Yeah, I think you meant like the days of the week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Number three.
Thank you. Thank you. Love the Bosa. I love the Bosa story. Love the Bosa story. On to the NBA. So we're going to get the Magic here in a couple of minutes. You know, it's one thing for LeBron to play silly, and LeBron does it all the time. We got another example coming up. What is Anthony Davis doing? You pointed out some controversy with his clothes. What happened?
All right. This is my Big Five contribution that was a must. It was a must. We were not getting out of the show without this. Anthony Davis showed up to the New Orleans Pelicans game last night wearing a t-shirt that says, "That's all, folks." I looked at the t-shirt. It wasn't exactly of Warner Brothers fame, but we all know it from there, right? That's where we all know the "that's all, folks" phrase. I don't need to recap the AD saga for anybody who's listening to this broadcast. But then, here's where it gets stupid. Anthony Davis then, when asked about the t-shirt, said, "Oh, man, you know, well, that's just the clothes that were laid out for me. Like, that was the shirt that was on the hanger. I just grabbed the shirt and wore it." Right.
He's putting on anything?
Right.
His personal assistant?
I don't care if it's your personal assistant. I don't care if you look at that t-shirt and say, kind of like it. Russell Westbrook has showed up to a game in a blazer with no shirt. You don't like the shirt? Don't wear a shirt at all. It'll be the biggest fashion statement in the NBA this year as you walk through the tunnels with a camera chasing you down, looking at you with one brow and no shirt. NBA players have reached an unprecedented level of control of their careers. They can dictate where they play, when they play, for whom they play, and more power to them. The market is always tilted toward owners, and if players have found a way to take control of the market, then good for them. I have no problem with it overall. Where I have a problem is when you tell me you don't have any control over the t-shirt you put on.
Okay, if you're going to lie to us, because, listen, I understand athletes and organizations and owners think we're stupid, which many times we are, but there's a line you cross. Come on, we're not that stupid, Anthony. Cut it out.
I got nothing.
That's
no,
it.
No, come on. No. You want more from me on Anthony Davis at this point? I can't give you more intelligent statement than to say Anthony Davis is smarter than that. The man is much more intelligent than that. Remember when he pranked us all on April Fool's a couple of years ago? Man. When he pranked us about the brow coming off?
I thought it was gone. Right? I bought it.
Like, well, yeah, I bought it too. I thought the brow was gone. This man knows how to put an intelligent thought out on social media for us to consume and for us to understand, haha, I'm having fun, or to take in the message, or whatever it is that he wants us to get. So don't tell us when you wear the t-shirt that you don't think anyone is going to read in that you're done in New Orleans. This whole saga, honestly, it's been insulting in so many different ways, but this is definitely the cherry on top.
Number two.
I think we have the wrong guy in here of all the company to talk Adam Levine. Thumbs up or thumbs down, Adam Candy, on Adam Levine. Played the Super Bowl. Superstar, right? Right, Chrissy? Superstar? Is he part of The Voice?
I like The Voice.
You like him? The tats? He's all ripped up. He's got that new training regimen. Bash Brother-like?
Yeah. No. Not Bash Brother-like. He's like a nerd compared to the Bash Brothers.
I mean, he probably started at 150 pounds. Now he's 190. He's still probably 40 pounds.
Hey, easy. Easy on us Adams who can't put the weight on all that easily, okay?
Oh, you could.
All right. Not like that.
Go the Bash Brother route.
Okay, yeah. Either that or I'm going to come down to Pizza Rock with Chrissy and just mainline some Detroit Red Top.
Yay or nay on Adam Levine? You're hesitant.
I'm giving you a 45 degree thumbs up because I like The Voice.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Not his voice, but the show.
The show.
Okay. I'm going to take us back to the Super Bowl. It's my greatest prop prediction ever, so I'm going to gloat about it again. There was a prop on Adam Levine at the Super Bowl if he would take his shirt off or not, and he appeared early on to not be taking the shirt off, and I'm just like, he's taking it off. And I told you why, because the guy has grown by leaps and bounds, and he's all ripped up now. I'm like, he's going to want to show that off. And eventually, what happened, Chrissy? The shirt came off, and I know the Super Bowl party I was at, women were like, ooh, I like that, right? I do a really good woman's voice.
That was fantastic. I was like, whoa, You just like
he's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
He's also rich. Does this annoy the average Joe? He just turned 40, and I don't know what he did beyond this for his 40th birthday, but he thought this would be cool. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to have a bunch of my friends go down to Staples, and we're playing hoops. We're going to play a basketball game at Staples. That's a great idea. When you're that rich and you're like, man, I'm just bored. Let's rent out Staples. I think that's a great idea. And on top of that, everyone was given a Laker jersey, number 40.
Uh-oh, that's where I got to draw the line. Right there.
Why?
Right there. You can get, listen, you can get Staples with the Lakers floor for your 40th birthday pickup game. Bang it, man. Have a blast. Do you really want all your boys out there? Would you hand out all Cofield jerseys when number 50 hits for you, buddy? Are you going to go down to the floor at, let's say Thomas and Mac, down to the UNLV floor?
Wait, by the way, way too rich for my blood.
I don't. You got pull. Are you going to give all your buddies custom Cofield jerseys for a pickup game at Thomas and Mac? Because I cannot get down with the name on the jersey.
You know what? I'm trying to see. Do they?
Number 40. They all said Levine.
Every one of them says Levine,
and it's number 40.
You know what? You're right on that one. Everyone should have gotten a. I like the 40, but everyone should have gotten their own customized jersey with their name.
Listen, this is what you do at a bachelor party, right?
I don't like ripping Adam Levine. He's a handsome guy. But this one, my idea would be in my economic strata. It would be 50. Everyone gets their own jersey. It has to be the same exact jersey. So what do we pick? Do I just make everyone wear Nets jerseys from my childhood? Do I go Rebels? Do I go, how about 50 Aces jerseys and the game is at Sunset Park?
Ooh, now, wait a minute. I can get behind this. I can get behind the Sunset Park pickup game. Because I think this is going to go white men can't jump real fast on us.
There's two reasons I would do it. One, I have no money. There's three. Two, I have no pull, as you said. Three, Adam Hill hates playing outdoors because he can't shoot outside and would bitch about it the whole time. There'd be a little breeze, and he'd be like, it's outside! The breeze! Can't hit my threes! My Adam Hill voice is, I think, Adam Hill's voice for everyone else. A little weird.
It could use some work.
It could use some work.
King and Duck. I think we're going to get King and Duck down there for the game, too.
Right? 50 jerseys.
But not with the names
on the back. What do you want on the back? Chrissy or Paradis?
CP.
I think Luda, maybe.
Luda?
Luda
Chrissy, yeah.
Luda Chrissy, okay.
I could go with that.
We could do that. I'm going to work on that. Yeah. This is never going to happen. You know that.
Oh, I know. I mean, yeah, not stitched. Not, like, stamped. I mean, you might just, like...
It would just be old jerseys that I picked up.
Like,
just
permanent marker. All these expo markers behind me would be drained.
Old Nets jerseys. All right, top story.
Number one.
Magic Johnson quits. Quits on the Lakers. He quits on Genie. He quits on LeBron. He quits on Adam Silver. He quits on the fans.
What the hell is going on? I have no idea.
Stephen A. got all worked up. He was hyperventilating on social media yesterday. The best person on this, as she always is Ramona Shelburne. And she got down to brass tacks because there is a question. Well, let's say there are questions. I just went through them. Is Magic mad at Genie? Is Magic mad at LeBron and company? Is Magic mad at Adam Silver? Is Magic mad at you, the fans, who are calling him a moron for a bunch of botched transactions? By the way, Magic didn't do this so he could tweet more. That was dumb when people jumped on that. It wasn't the best thing for Magic to say. Here's Ramona Shelburne, who, by the way, this is this morning on Get Up, ESPN's morning show. And this is with what? Let me add it up. Like 11 hours to process what just happened. And you can hear she's talking about this. She's like, I'm blown away. She was still flabbergasted.
He didn't talk to her. He couldn't face her. And I talked to several of his best friends in the world, and they didn't know he was about to do this. And, you know, it feels like a fairly impulsive decision. And I guess there was, you know, maybe half a day of thought on his part. But this was one of the most stunning things I've seen in my career.
And she's at a loss for words. One of the most stunning things she's seen in her career. And she's been around the LA scene for a long time.
I think everyone can be stunned by how it happened. I'm still not surprised at all that it happened.
Well, I think we're different because we're here in Vegas, and I think the outside of L.A. perspective is much different than being in L.A. Magic is the Lakers. And the way he did it, and for him to walk away like that, it is stunning. I think we're putting our outside perspective on this and not thinking of it like, and which means we're objective. When you're in Lakerland, there's no way you would ever imagine Magic just going, I'm out. I'm annoyed and I'm out. First of all, it's not his personality to just freaking bail. Now I know he's bailed on some things in the past, but the way he did it, I think this struck to the core for a lot of Lakers fans. And now a lot of Lakers fans are confused. They're like, man, this guy for us is Teflon. We never want to rip him. But Magic, what are you doing? Here's more Ramona Shelburne.
There's going to be a lot of, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking about what really happened. And I actually think he told you exactly why he quit. And it's just still so hard to believe. But he quit because this job is hard. This job is something that you can't just charm your way through, something you can't just be Magic Johnson in.
There you go. Weren't you the one in hour one who said that Magic was not being affected by criticism? He doesn't care. He does. He does. And the hard work and failing to a certain degree. And you know what? Can we all stop, please? On this show today, I think you have said it a couple of times, and people have pointed to, well, Magic got LeBron to come there. Magic didn't get LeBron to come there. He did his best. You know, he was waiting outside his house right before the clock struck midnight. Wonderful. LeBron was going to L.A. the whole time. LeBron's decision did not involve Magic. So I'm not here to bash Magic and. But he doesn't get credit for that. It's a hard freaking job, and there's a lot of pressure, and Laker fans are fed up with not winning. And to this point, well, they didn't win in year one. They didn't get Anthony Davis. Some feel like it's not promising they're going to get any of these other guys they're going after, from KD to Klay Thompson to Anthony Davis to Kyrie Irving to Kawhi Leonard. And I think she said it nicely at the end. Magic has gotten much accomplished. Yeah, he's a smart guy. He's clearly a good business guy. But much of what he's gotten done is because, hey, I'm Magic Johnson. You know, my name is on this. Believe in me. That's just not the way it works with the structure of the NBA.
But you have to choose, Steve, between the way you went about the first point here, which is looking at it from the LA fans' perspective, because the LA fans' perspective is, we can't believe it, Magic bailed. And you took the higher road of saying, okay, but yeah, we from outside can look at it and say that it's not that surprising. But the average LA fan who lives and dies with Magic and the Lakers says, oh, well, it's Magic. I can't believe he did this to us. But then we can't flip around on the next point and then go up to the high road, because the Lakers fan isn't going to look at it and say, oh, well, Magic didn't have anything to do with LeBron coming. Magic was there, and LeBron came, and Magic's going to get credit for that. Magic will get credit in the long run for that, for LeBron coming. You and I can talk about it. We can say, well, LeBron calls his own shots, and you realize what you're getting yourself into. But to the average fan, they're going to give Magic credit for that on his ledger. That's going to balance out, maybe not to the point of quitting in a press conference where you hadn't told Jeannie Buss, but it is going to be taken on balance by the average fan to say, well, you know, he is Magic. That charm went for something, right? It might not have been the hard parts of the job that Ramona Shelburne just talked about. He's not going to be, like we did this with Phil Jackson too, right? He's not going to be out there scouting. He's not going to be out there, you know, going to EuroLeague games and looking for that gem. But the charm matters for something. And that was what Magic brought to the table. Maybe he didn't like the rest. I still don't think it's the criticism. I still don't think it's Magic sucks. I think it's Magic looking at his own life and saying, Magic's life's pretty good, and if you want to talk about me, okay, cool, I'm out.
The guy that I saw last night, that looked like Magic Johnson. He was great at a press conference. He was smiling. He was charming the pants off of everybody. He was, at least he was trying to. But I haven't seen that guy for the last couple years. You know, he's in the shadows, and I think he lost his identity, and he didn't like that anymore.
You do agree. Ramona sounds different than we do. I mean, obviously, she's a female. But beyond that, she does sound like more intertwined with the story. And I don't mean as an expert, because she is an expert. I mean, like, emotionally. And again, it's not because she's a woman, but she sounded affected by this. Stunned by this. It's just, it right? It's different. She's blown away. That was 11 hours later. Let's finish up. Last one from Ramona Shelburne on what Magic Johnson pulled yesterday.
This is a man who stared death in the face in 1991 and said, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to beat the HIV virus. And he thus far has. And every day after that has been his life where he just said, I'm only going to do things that I want to do. And he was not having fun at this. This was a hard job. He didn't want to do it anymore. And he just quit.
There you go. So little of what both of us have been saying. So expectations are high for the Lakers. And they should be. That's a championship-winning franchise. I want to get you ready for the Vegas Golden Knights and the Sharks tonight. I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to have to say it next year and the year after. I can't wait until this is a hockey market. Like, we can cover hockey the way I want to cover hockey, the way I cover everything else. We're going to talk about expectations for this team in this year's playoffs, and I think I will be the outlier on this one. But to me, there should be extremely high expectations for the Golden Knights, and I'm not sure the average fan out there is thinking along my lines.
Finley Toyota in the Valley Auto Mall has the largest Toyota service facility in Nevada.
Bust it.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Played them last year in a six-game series that went our way, you know, fortunately. But, again, it was a battle. And I think you look at the playoffs and, you know, again, a couple of coaches already said this in the press conference that no matter if you play 1-8 or whatever way you want to look at, the six teams that make it, anybody can beat anybody, and I truly believe that.
How much has Vegas changed over the years, right? How much? That is our Major League franchise. Till the Raiders get here. VGK tonight on the road against the Sharks. Other news of the day. We got an Aviators game tonight, game two at home at the Las Vegas ballpark. We'll be out there live tomorrow. Tonight you can get magnetic schedules. That's a cool giveaway against Sactown. Tomorrow night, inaugural logo koozies. Magnetic schedules again. And best of all, Thirsty Thursday, $2 beer night at the Las Vegas ballpark. WNBA, number one pick is in. The Aces had the number one selection. Jackie Young, Notre Dame. All right, let's talk Knights. I think you know where I'm going on this. I can't wait until the honeymoon period is over. Yay, we've got hockey. When that's over and we can cover the Knights, we can do it now. But we can cover the Knights as if they've been here for 5 and 10 years. You sent over a great question. It's an obvious question. Every market that has a hockey team that's in the playoffs is going to ask this question, right? The Avalanche in Colorado. Okay, they don't actually get any coverage on Sports Talk Radio from what I hear from people I know there, but if they did, are the Avs expected to win the Stanley Cup? No. Right? They're not. So, let's talk about the Golden Knights. What will you... How did you put it? What will you be satisfied with in this VGK run in the playoffs? What's good enough? Mm-hmm. Is that how you put it?
That was my question. My question is, it's year two. We all know what year one was. We know that year two regular season was not as successful as year one. We know that you are in what is probably at best a coin flip series in the first round. How far do they have to go for you as a fan to feel like this was a successful season? Do they have to win this series? Do they have to go as far as they did last year? Do they have to win Lord Stanley's Cup? I do not believe they have to go as far as they did last year to consider this season a success. I don't have the Hal Steinbrenner championship or bust for the New York Yankees mentality with this team. I don't think it matters whether they've been here 2 years, 3 years. This is already a success with this team, but I think that you want to sell this a little harder. I think you want to go harder at this team. I think you want to say all the way or it's nothing. And I think that we as Vegas sports fans, I don't know, man. That would be pretty spoiled for me to feel that way.
Why?
I lived here 30 years before there was a pro sports franchise in this town, and last year was magic, man.
So what?
It was magic.
Why do we have to frame this around it's a new franchise? Let's base it on results to this point.
Okay.
Yeah, the expectation is they need to go further than they did last year. Further is winning the cup. They made the finals last year. They went to an offseason after making the finals with cap room, right? They made a run at Tavares. They made a run at Erik Karlsson in trades. They didn't get him. They got Stastny. They traded for Stone. They added Pacioretty. They had everything they needed to get better. They signed most of their core to long-term contracts. Why do we have to be satisfied with a first-round exit or a second-round exit? Win the cup. They're one of the best teams in hockey. They're in the mix as a top six or seven team in hockey. Now, I'll say this. Are they in the best position to win the cup? No. Whose fault is that? Theirs. Because going 16, 17, and 3 down the stretch, while at the same time the Sharks were falling apart, going what, like 12, 11, and 2, they could have caught the Sharks. But instead, they lost focus. All I heard was, they have nothing to play for. That's crap. Of course they had something to play for. You saw it. The Sharks played 500 hockey for the last 25 games. They could have caught them. They could be the home team in this series. You have a great factoid. Well, anyone can look this up. All these playoff teams, who do you worry about the most on the road?
You have to worry about the Vegas Golden Knights the most on the road.
Why?
Because they are the only team in the Stanley Cup playoffs with a losing record on the road this year.
So they should have been more driven down the stretch. And I know they had some injuries. Everyone has injuries. They should have been more driven down the stretch to make sure they got home ice. They weren't. But I don't even care about that. They're favored. Think about this. They're favored in the series. Or it's basically a pick 'em. They're not going to get Game 7 on home ice. They're the better team. They've dominated this Sharks team. So they need to win this series. And, yeah, make a run at the Stanley Cup. Who is impossible to beat in the West?
Wait a second.
Who is impossible to beat in the West?
Nobody in the West is impossible
to
beat this
year. The Jets have gone. Jets, I think, are a really bad matchup for the Golden Knights. So the Jets are down, right? Jets are not favored to win the series against the St. Louis Blues, right? They can win the West. Now, the Lightning are awesome. If the Lightning make the final, that's tough. How'd the Knights play against the Lightning this year? Pretty well, right? Pretty representative. No, the goal is, I'm done with the second year thing. Come on, folks. Let's all be, let's play big boy sports talk radio here. One, they did a brilliant job of drafting in the expansion draft, but it was the best setup expansion draft in any sport in history. They took advantage of that, right? They lined themselves up with a really good team. They made the finals last year. As I just said, in any other market, if you make the finals in your league and you've got cap room and you make a bunch of big splashes and you sort of do, they added some good players, then in any other hockey market right now, they'd be saying, win the cup. But here we have like this weird, like, I mean, it's the second year. What? You expect them to win the cup? Last year was a miracle. Was it a miracle last year? Really? They're good enough to make the finals again. They're good enough to win it. Win the cup. I'll tell you this. If they lose the Shark Series, I'm not going to be happy. I think they deserve to be criticized for that. But when does this whole thing stop with, let's lean on the crutch? Hey, expansion team, don't be spoiled, Vegas fans. Screw off. And I'm not saying that the Golden Knights players are saying that, or Gallant or McPhee. No, they're good enough to win the cup. Win it.
And if they don't, this is my point. My point isn't that they are incapable of going and winning the cup. Of course they are. We saw what they did last year. We know the talent that's on this team. We saw how they played after the trade deadline. We know what a healthy Marc-Andre Fleury means to a team in the playoffs in goal. We know that there is no piece of the Golden Knights roster that is incapable against anyone else in the West. But what we don't have is a reasonable sense of what it means for them to lose. We don't know that. Last year, at any point in those playoffs, they could have probably lost, and everyone in Vegas would have said, what a season. They could have lost in the first round, even though they were the best team in the Western Conference in the regular season. They could have lost anywhere along that road, and everyone would have said, wow, what a year. So if they lose this year, no one has to be happy. No one has to say, well, it was okay because we're an expansion team. Could it be because the NHL playoffs are a war of attrition? Could it be because once you get into the playoffs, it's as much about random chance as anything else? We hear about this in baseball all the time. We hear about the fact that it's a crapshoot. It's the way it bounces, on and on and on. You can say that they should have gone farther and not be disappointed.
Hold on 1 second. We hear what in baseball? You're
the playoffs are a crapshoot.
No, you're doing analytics view of baseball. What do we hear from the markets that are expected to win and spend a boatload of money? In New York with the Red Sox, check that, Yankees. Boston with the Red Sox, the Astros, the Dodgers, the Cubs. Who am I missing? Who else am I missing? That's a highfalutin squad. Am I missing anyone else? Great. I feel like I'm missing someone. Anyway, let's just say those four or five teams. Mm-hmm. It's World Series or bust. That's it. It's World Series or bust.
Brian Cashman himself, the GM of the Yankees, mm-hmm. is the one who has espoused this theory as much as anyone to say, you do your best in the regular season to get yourself in the best position possible.
I don't care what Brian Cashman says. The media and I'm talking about media and fan expectations. Okay. The media and fans in those baseball cities mm-hmm. say, win the championship. If not, not good enough. And now, truly, in hockey this year, there's really only one market based on what happened in the regular season. The Lightning, what, 128 points? Yeah, they should scream from the mountains if they don't win the Stanley Cup. I understand. It's a very balanced league. It's not easy to win. But I will not accept lose in the first round. Good try! We're in our second year! No, the expectations, the standards were reset with last year. There wasn't a miracle. They're a good team, and they added. They've got, and in this series, come on, they've got the better goaltender.
And
they've got the better team overall. They've got the better
coach.
They don't
have the better team overall. I disagree with that.
Why are they favored?
Because they have the better goaltender. Because Martin Jones has been awful because of what we talked about for the first hour of the show. But ultimately, I think there's a difference between giving them all orange slices and participation trophies if they lose in the first round.
That's what
and
you
saying
do.
It was a disappointment. No, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It is easy enough to say, hey, you know what? Not a bad season. But you don't have to then throw a parade. I don't want the Steve Sisolak parade down, win or lose, down the strip. We give them the Steve Sisolak parade and say, good job, guys.
Ugh.
No way.
Puke time.
Puke time.
If you come on the air, anyone on the show comes on the air and says, not a bad season, get out of here.
Grab Bag is presented by the Golden Nugget Las Vegas. Try world-class restaurants like Chart House, Grotto Italian Ristorante, Vic and Anthony Steakhouse, and the Cadillac Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar. Only at the Golden Nugget Las Vegas. Grab Bag is presented by the Golden Nugget Las Vegas.
Want it? Check it out.
Grab Bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there, dude.
All right, here we go. This is going to be rapid fire. I think I'm going to rename this. Go from Grab Bag to Speed Cofield. Let's see. First, just quick reaction. We got a story that came across on Busted Coverage. Lady named Amber Finney just got arrested for bank robbery. She previously got in trouble for having sex with a dog. I blank you not. I saw the mugshot, and the first thing I thought of was, yeah, why not? She's not bad. Does the felonious behavior... You thought I was going to say something else. Felonious behavior with a dog take her out of your realm of possibilities, because it does not for me.
You would get with a girl who performed fellatio on a dog?
What? No. Let's not worry about that.
Oh, the dog performed.
Let's not.
On
her. Let's not concern ourselves with that.
She was with a dog. It was a mistake. She's not bad looking.
It was a mistake.
Yes.
No, that's not a mistake.
Yes. A mistake. What? That they both had too much wine.
All right. I'll close this out by saying, if I have to follow Shaq, no. If I have to follow a dog, okay.
Stick your hand in there, dude.
There's renewed interest from some UNLV fans in finally getting a home-and-home with the Glamour program on the left coast. Will it happen? Will Mick Cronin, high-character guy, want to... He did agree to a home-and-home Cincy and UNLV. Can Rebel fans finally get this much-coveted series with UCLA? Stop avoiding us here in Vegas.
I'm sorry, I blanked for a second when you said the premier program on the West Coast because I was waiting for that home-and-home with Gonzaga. But apparently
Gonzaga is not the most glamorous program on the West Coast. Come on.
The glamour program at this point is not UCLA. I think we proved that over the last month.
It can be. It's in L.A. It's got more history than Gonzaga.
Oh, man. We could go with a great who has fallen farther from who they think they are, yeah. Lakers or UCLA. We're not getting it. Like, it's not happening. I don't think Cronin's scheduling that. It's a landmine, man. It's after everything that happened here in the TKM days, it's a landmine. He's not going anywhere near anytime soon.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Update on Otzelberger's roster. Well, you know, he's actively recruiting a lot of players. Caleb Grill was the top commit at South Dakota State. He's had unofficial visits now to Iowa State, Creighton, K-State. All right, decision time. What's going on here? Now he's going to take official visits in April. Final four list is Iowa State, Kansas State, Creighton, UNLV. It's a little weird. Like, you already committed to the coach. I mean, I guess you could see something in Vegas that he and his dad hate, but I'm surprised the decision's taken so long.
Yeah, it's a little weird, don't you think? Like, the whole thing just feels out of place, but then again, I don't know what's involved for Coach Ott's trying to figure out what he's got on his roster at this point also and what commitments he has and hasn't made. Like, there, you know, we're still in this sort of weird spot. We've got Hardy, we've got Hamilton back, but, you know, what's really there? Who else might be coming? It's in a weird space right now.
I was going to say, if a player wants to play in North Dakota State
or South Dakota, State.
South Dakota, yeah. Is that the same player who would enjoy playing in a place like Las Vegas?
Well, I think he went for the coach. I don't think he went for the school. But I guess we'll find out. If he lands at, you know, Creighton, then I guess it was more the region than the coach.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
I think we do a pretty decent job on the show of not being combative. Well, we do. We are combative jackasses at times. When we're wrong, I try to make it into a joke on the show and admit we're wrong. I've pointed out many of my horrible predictions over the years. You got to do that. And now people can tape... re-release your material. Mike Francesa, man, we played him yesterday. Incorrect prediction, picks around Virginia. He gets a call about it, and this is what he's saying. Legendary Mike Francesa, this is what he's saying about his incorrect pick of Virginia, that they can never win a championship.
Yeah, and it's not just you. It's a lot of people in the national media kind of never thought he would win a title with the pace of play. What do you think? Were you kind of underestimating them?
No, I don't think so. They've been number one for 2 years. I mean, I never thought Virginia couldn't win.
Just 2 months ago, you thought they'd never win a championship.
I never said I thought they'd never win a championship. Absolutely.
Mike, are you sure? Give me the next one real quick.
You know, I'm a huge Virginia guy.
We'll never win a championship with this team, though. They can't play offense. I never said I thought they'd never win a championship. We'll never win a championship with this team, though. I never thought Virginia could win.
Just say you're wrong.
The Pope. The Pope is infallible.
I love him. He's one of the legends. But come on. Every once in a while, you got to say, I was wrong. Go see Chrissy. Pizza Rock, Green Valley Ranch, VGK Hockey.